Christina. Mariah. CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
Diamanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate?
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Touch and then you'll see what I mean, the mystery. Visions of you now, you're only dreaming. Color changes, then I'm right. Screaming souls in the night. Visions of you now, you're only dreaming. Chaos all in my mind. Visions of you now, you're only dreaming. Thank you.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. And stick around because we have members of the Stolen Organ Family Band here in the studio. And we'll have an interview with Michael Fraser also, plus all the cool music.
Dancers. Yeah, dancers. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to present the 25th annual Bob Marley's Birthday Bash, Wednesday, February 8th at 9 p.m. at the Grandview Legion Hall on Commercial Drive, featuring the legendary CITR DJ George Barrett, Wadada Hi-Fi the Reggae Rub-A-Dub Sound, and Redemption Sound, with Selecta Bradley and Shortman. Advanced tickets are available at Rhythm and Spice on Commercial Drive. That's the 25th annual Bob Marley Birthday Bash, Wednesday, February 8th at the Grandview Legion Hall.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. And we started the show with Hawkwind. The song was You Know You're Only Dreaming, from the CD In Search of Space. And then we heard a couple of songs by Redrick Sultan. They have a new CD called Trolling for Answers. And we listened to Dinosaurs and People. And then we listen to an Italian band called Zoo. The song was something about the snake. I don't remember what song was that. I can check it out
Animals.
Here. No, that was Tom Araya is our Elvis. That's the song that we listened there. So we have Kelly, Bella, and Devin here from the Stolen Organ Family Band.
Hello. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's happening?
Everything.
And you probably recognize their voices in that song, Dinosaurs, because you were doing these vocals there, no?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Some gang vocals going on all over the place.
Cool. So these guys are on the new Redrick Sultan CD, which is really cool, eh?
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
So the Stolen Organ Family Band are going to be performing this Friday at the British Exhibitionist Association this Friday with Spirit Monday, no?
Spiritus Monday.
Spiritus Monday, which is...
That would be Sean Lee and Devin Dunbar from the Psychic Alliance performing doo-wop and 50s.
Oh, yeah.
A little sneak preview of what will Psychic Alliance will rain down
very
later
sneaky.
In February.
Yeah,
yeah, cool. Definitely.
Cool. And yeah, the Stolen Organ Family Band. So what's new with the Stolen Organ Family Band?
New members.
Pretty much everything.
Yeah.
No, they don't feel so new anymore. The family has grown.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's good times.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Why don't you tell me the story of the new members?
Well, we met Bella through Redrick Sultan, actually. She was subbing in for her brother on tour.
Yep. Yeah.
But you're from Calgary, too, Bella? Yes?
No, I'm actually from Vancouver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, represent. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. You're from Calgary, no?
Yeah, Sean and I came from Calgary. We met Bella... at Frog Fest, which is a music festival out in the Rocky Mountain House in Alberta. And that's actually where I met the Stolen Organ Family Band first.
And
was there.
Yeah, that's where I met everyone. It was such a good time. It was amazing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Well, they caught wind that we were coming into town, making a big migration out to the West Coast. And Connor was eager to snatch up some new members, if that made the sound. And... It all kind of fell into place.
Yeah.
Yeah, we finally accepted a drummer into our band. We were long against drummers, but the beauty of Sean is that he's a frontman for his own another band, too.
Exactly.
So it's like he's not just like a drummer's drummer. He's got... Mm-hmm.
He's a showman.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I remember watching the Psychic Alliance at a New Year's party.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. That was,
yeah.
Sean punched a hole in the roof. That's how unbelievable it was.
But yeah, they really kicked off the new year. That was nice to see a set, and I'm really looking forward to, what is it, the 16th? They'll be debuting in Vancouver at the Railway Club.
Yeah, yeah.
With the Stolen Organ Family, of course.
Yeah.
Cool. That's February 16th?
Yeah, yeah, let me double check my calendar. But it's Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The 16th is a Thursday.
Yeah, it seems about right.
Cool. So let's listen to some Stolen Organ Family band, no?
Do that, man, yeah.
You want to listen to any in particular?
Too many hours in the day.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, and we'll have an interview with Michael Fraser later on, so I'll stick around.
I'm Alone and destitute, our intrepid hero flees the wave-ravaged coast and drowns his sorrows at a roadside watering hole.
Gin and orange, a lemon squash, and a scotch and water, please. And turn that TV up.
Driving down the highway, dust bowls in your ear. That is how we know that paradise is near. Make sure you're driving faster than that wall of fire. Better hope to hell that you don't pop a tire. Think about a life that's calmer than before.
You won't have to worry your front lawn anymore.
The grass is never greener than a dusty brown. Ain't no other sun, don't let
Wake up!
The squinter's paradise may be your last escape.
Whoa. leaving me shivering to the bone.
But then you see just every now and then, and it's exactly how the universe works with me, putting me where I want to be, only without a plan.
Got the perfect setup for these trying times, but I come and land to the sunniest place, and even you will shine. That constant smiley grin makes the air so sweet and nice. Come and join our hell in Switch's paradise. Come and join our hell in Switch's paradise.
So that was Two Apple Tobacco with Squinter Paradise.
Oh, yeah.
And before then, we listened to Bread and Butter and Too Many R's in the Day.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. From Stolen Organ Family Band. Cool. And we also we have on the line Jim Sars. He's with the Butterbill, vinyl Butterbill. Hey, Jim, are you there?
Yes, I certainly am.
How are you?
I'm doing great today.
Cool. So you guys are rehearsing right now, or what's happening there?
Yeah, we're just taking a break from rehearsing. We've been rehearsing all morning.
Cool. So tell me a little bit about your show.
It's really exciting. It's going to be happening at Performance Works starting on the 10th of February. So that's Friday, a week from this coming Friday. And it's going to include a lot of really wonderful, talented circus performers from around North America, actually. We've got Pogo Sticks, Pogo Stick Crew from California.
Uh-huh.
We've got trapeze artists who are currently touring through Ontario. And then we've got a killer band of Vancouver musicians.
Uh-huh.
And we're playing a mix of music. We're kind of going through the time of the last 100 years. It's a lot of Americana music, and we're starting with some bluesy numbers, and we're going all the way up to funk. And, yeah, we're playing a lot of original music as well to add to the circus theme of the whole event.
Okay. And that's happening from the 10th to the 18th there at Granville Island?
Yes, it certainly is at Performance Works. And if you want to look up any details, there's vinylvaudeville.com. You can go to the website. And, yeah, just look up for the ads and all the major papers and such. It's a really exciting production to be a part of.
Cool. And tell me a little bit about the musicians. Who's playing there in the band?
Really, really great musicians. We've got Michael Fraser, who you're going to be talking to in just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
He's playing violin. He's an outstanding fiddle player.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm playing saxophone and flute. And my dear friend Robin Lane is playing marimba and percussion.
Uh-huh.
And we've also got Joshua Minsky, who's singing, playing guitar, Winston Minkler playing the bass, and Brendan Krieg playing drums. The band is really, really fun to be playing with. We've been rehearsing, and it's just really kicking butt.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that's from the 10th to the 18th there at the Granville Island. And
at Performance Works.
Performance Works. Who came with the idea, or how does this start?
Sorry, what's that?
Who came with the idea of putting this kind of show?
Daniel Zimmer. He's a producer, and he's also a performer. He performed for a long time on Granville Island when he was a teenager, and he's been producing shows, and he'll also be emceeing the show partially and playing a character throughout the show. He's a really wonderful person to work with, very creative. And he also does a show in the wintertime. Some of your listeners might know about the Ha Ha Ho Ho show before Christmas, and it's a dinner theater show, which is also what we're going to be doing with this show. There's going to be a Valentine's Day dinner theater show. So if you want to bring your sweetheart to get a bite to eat, it's a perfect opportunity for that. And I think the Saturday nights are also dinner theater, so you can come and chow down before the show.
Okay.
I'd also like to mention that there's, after the show, Michael, our violin player, he's violin player slash DJ, and on Saturday nights, he'll be having a little dance party after, or big dance party after.
Uh-huh.
On Valentine's Day, Joshua is going to be putting a band together out of our people for the Valentine's Day. So we're going to have a few little dance parties after the show. It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the dress code? Is there a dress code or for people to go there?
We would love it if people would come decked out in a more of a swinging theme. If you think like 1920s vaudeville show, I'd love to see some suspenders and fedoras out there in the crowd. That'd be great.
Some vintage going on there.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so we'll check it out. There's gonna be
it'd be great to see you.
Is it one show per night then, or?
There's one show per night, and I think we're not going to be on the Mondays, I believe.
Okay.
But yeah, it's pretty well every night. And for getting all the details, show starts at 8. Getting all the details, you can just go to the website, vinylvaudeville.com, and there's a little video up there as well to check out.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll check that out. If we can talk to Michael, I think he has another show going on this Saturday.
Yeah, on the February 4th. I'll pass them off to you right now.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. So what do you think?
Sounds
good, eh?
Yeah, sounds amazing.
I know Winston.
Hey, Oswaldo.
Hey, Michael.
How you doing?
Fine, you?
Very good.
Yeah, you excited about that show?
Yeah, I'm excited about my show on the Vinyl Vaudeville.
Cool. But before that, you have another show this Saturday, no?
Yeah, I have a show at the Red Room. I'm opening for Jeremy Soul. It's going to be his first performance in Vancouver.
Okay.
And he's a World Beats DJ from L.A.
Okay. So, and what are you going to be doing there? Are you going to be playing your violin with your tunes? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing kind of a gypsy-influenced world. Maybe throw some swing in there, but kind of dancey house beats with live violin. I spin and I play violin at the same time. So I'll be doing that kind of set. My solo thing.
Okay.
And people can find out about it on my website. It's michaelfraservioolin.com.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And there's also Niels is going to be spinning there also. And who else is going to be performing that night?
Well, there's Hubs and Evo, Niels, Tarun, and Electro Bell, I think, is doing a live VJ set to open the night up with at 9 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And then into the night, Jeremy Soul's going to take it away and have people dancing, I'm sure. Beats Without Borders shows are generally pretty fun and dancey.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. So that's this Saturday
at
the Red Room.
At the Red Room, yeah.
Richard Street downtown, no?
Cool.
Cool. What time does it start? Or
It's going to start at 9 p.m. with Electro Bell, and then I believe I'm on next, and there's going to be a back room that's going to be partying all night long and with a couple of DJs,
uh-huh.
And I think Niels and Tarun will open up right up before Jeremy Soul, and then he'll be on probably around 1.
Cool. Yeah, looking forward for that. Well, thanks, Michael, for the interview, and wish you luck in all your events.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thanks for giving the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. See you soon.
All right. Talk to you later. Yeah.
Ciao.
Bye.
So that's Michael Fraser. It's an amazing violin. Have you listened to him playing?
No.
No, I haven't heard that.
Oh, sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's really cool. Let's continue with the show. What are we going to listen now? What should we listen to?
You guys pick a request.
Oh, well, let's listen to this song that Michael sent us.
Yeah, I'd like to hear some.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Why? Friday, February 18th, you won't want to miss Grimes with special guests Born Gold. Grimes is back in town from Montreal on tour to support her upcoming new release, Visions. Advance tickets are available at the Northern Tickets box office located at the Vogue Theater on Granville Street and are also available at Red Cat, Zulu, and High Life Records. Again, that's an early show with Doors at 7 and the show at 8 at Fortune Sound Club with Grimes and Born Gold. Grimes and Born Gold at the Fortune Sound Club is proudly sponsored by CITR. Thursday, February 2nd, CITR is proud to sponsor Doldrums at the historic Waldorf Hotel. With local guests Teen Days and Myths, the night will be overflowing with hazy pop and dark melodies alike. That's Doldrums with guests Teen Days and Myths as a part of the Waldorf's Multi-Room Thursdays. For more information, go to thewaldorfhotel.com. Doldrums at the Waldorf is proudly sponsored by CITR.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. So we were listening there to The Adulthood with the Landlord Says. And before them, listen to The Rain on the Sidewalk with that Kate Bush cover.
Unbelievable. I really thought they took her vocal track.
Oh, yeah?
Kate Bush's for a while.
Yeah, that song was Army Dreamers. So The Adulthood, they're going to be performing on Friday too with you guys. Yeah.
Stoked. Looks like they're theatrical, so.
Yeah, they're really cool.
Yeah, definitely.
It's the Indie Pop Vancouver Series Volume 16.
Holy.
16, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You guys played the first one, remember?
Yeah, we kicked it off.
I think we played like four.
Always a good time the BXS.
$2 beers.
Pretty cool.
Lovely people. A lot of people turn out. It's really nice.
Yeah. $2 beer is always a good
thing. I know.
Yeah, and cheap cover also for three bands.
Cheap cover. I don't know if you guys are going to do that taco thing again.
Oh.
But that night was amazing.
That saved all of us. We had a long night and that was our dinner.
We all needed those delicious tacos.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what we can do about the tacos.
I think I just ate the hot sauce. It was
good. Yeah, the salsa.
Yeah.
So that Friday also Spiritus Mundi, Spiritus Mundi, which is some of the Psychic Alliance people, no?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Sean and Devin. Yeah, pretty excited about that show. And also The Adulthood is Prophecy Son and Darren Fleet, which are also for Tarana Horse.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool, awesome band. And I think they have a drummer, Brady Marks, also there, so... Yeah, it should be a pretty exciting show. This Friday, the address is 1143 Kingsway. They're between Windsor and Fraser, around that area.
Right, in that neck of the woods, yeah.
Glen and Windsor.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah. And what else? What else is new?
Room jams. We practice at home, so I live with Connor and Kelly now, and it rules. And we just like, we'll laugh and like hear each other in other rooms practicing, and it's awesome.
Lots of new tracks on the works.
Yeah, we've been practicing oldies, newies, new concept album coming up.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
What is it about?
Should we talk about it?
Let's save that maybe. We'll let Connor reveal the concept when we get closer to having that vinyl in our sweet, sweet paws.
Cool. So it's going to be vinyl?
Yeah. I think we're leaving the way of CDs and going straight to records.
We're all about the vinyl.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, right now we're kind of like going through our old tunes too to see what we're going to expand and play with a full band. So it's been kind of fun sorting through what our favorite oldies are, what's going to be a super rad song with, you know, bass and drums and keys.
Oh, and the Casio. We're whipping out the Casio too.
Yeah, we might start doing double keyboards.
We're definitely going to have double keyboards. I think I'm going to play guitar and let Connor do some keyboard parts too. Yeah, we're going to be jumping around stage a bunch. So.
Yeah, cool.
I think a minimum of 4 keyboards is needed.
Yeah. I think the ratio of keyboards to people in our house is something like that, 4 to 1.
Unbelievable, yeah. And I just sold my 88 key, my old one. So we have so many keyboards. It's
yeah.
Amazing.
Cool. So, and Connor is working today?
Yes, yes. He's out, yeah, looking after those hounds.
Cool, and I guess Sean too, no? It's working.
Yes,
too.
Yes.
He's killing them. Pest control.
Yeah, and it's funny because one of the members of the British X is, it turns out it's his boss.
Yeah,
it's his boss.
So what he are gets to party with his boss.
Yeah, it was like, what are you doing here? Well, I'm in the band, and you, well, I'm kind of like run the place.
So it was kind
of funny. Small that, world.
Yeah. Yeah. Small world. Yeah.
It's some of that Calgary vibe.
Yeah, a lot of Calgary people moving to Vancouver, eh? A lot of musicians.
Yeah, know. We're dragging as many as we can out, really.
It's nice. Yeah. Yeah, good people.
Yeah, we have Quit the City. It's also a new band.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Colin. And Colin's from Calgary.
And Liam. No, Liam?
Yeah. No.
I don't know if he's from Calgary. I'll just say yes.
I just know Riley is from Calgary too, but I think he came out. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Calgary bands coming to Vancouver.
Yeah. There's a few stragglers still.
Everyone's
so
convinced I'm Calgarian.
The West Coast is pulling you out here.
So we're talking with the Stolen Organ Family Band. They're going to be performing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association with the Adulthood and Spiritus Mundi. And then you have another show on the 16th at the Railway with the Psychic Alliance. And Aunts and Uncles, no?
Yeah.
So yeah.
So, yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, the last Railway Club show was rad.
That was with
Redrick Salton and the SSRIs. It was...
That was a wild night.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Such good
bands. I love that club.
Yeah,
really cool. And Daniel from Two Apple Tobacco is asking if your concept album it revolves on that song called A Face Like Mine.
Oh,
The Face. That one's on. That'll be on the concept album.
That will be, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I wish your face was mine.
Okay. Yeah.
Liberace.
Yeah.
Coil the Pandit.
Oh, that song's so good. Well.
Cool. Do we have it here? No, we don't have that song.
It's on Bandcamp, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty much all of our music is up on Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.
Radio 3 too. I don't know how current those are, but there are free musics out there. We figure put it out for your enjoyment. You can pay us back later.
Cooking with Joy Boy. That's the previous album, no?
Yeah, that's our most recent Vancouver style album, I believe.
Okay, no, can't find it.
Maybe type it in Google.
I wish your face was mine.
Oh yeah, it's all. There you go.
Okay,
see?
Let's see.
Boom.
Oh, there it is. Cool.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
there you go,
so,
Daniel.
Yeah, we'll be right back after this.
No fat man is in the shack. And it is no surprise to those of the steaming brain. His purple piano, he used to be a lover of mine. Until the name of strange request and every sacrifice. It's no good. It's no good. It's no good. It's no good. A strange touch, it'll never mean nothing. Wish your face was mine so I could love me. Am I not a genius? Am I not the master of love? Is it so bad that I should think
Now he's far, but when it comes up close, you see those same blue eyes, you know why. A surgical smile, but I'm really glad he's found a man, somebody who can understand what it is to be nobody, happy to be another Liberace. Oh, your touch, it'll never be enough, yeah. Wish your face was mine so I could love me. Am I not a genius, am I not the master of love? Is it so bad that I should think that I wish your face was mine? We could be together forever and a long, long time.
I won't wait around.
So that's Quit the City, the other band from Calgary.
Yeah. Our good friends.
Yeah, these guys are going to be playing there at the British X on March 2nd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty cool. So, and then before that, we heard that Liberace song, Wish Your Face Was Mine.
That's the one.
It's pretty fun. Okay, so let's listen to the Psychic Alliance. Yeah.
Let's
do that. Okay. Let's.
This is for the new 7-inch. They're going to release it on vinyl as well.
Okay. Let's listen to So Long, School Teacher from the
Cheerleaders
EP.
In Suburbia. Yeah.
Cool.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
Pick up your winter issue of Discorder, as the Jan-cember issue is packed with goodies that will warm even the coldest of cockles. Take a dip with Dixie's Death Pool, a spacey art rock collective, or read up on local outsider pop music makers, World Club. Cozy up on the couch with Film Stripped, featuring a review of Color Me Obsessed, a documentary on The Replacements. And in case you missed the memo, 2012 is almost here. Check out the Discorder album picks of 2011. Don't forget to pick up your special Jan-cember issue of Discorder. February 20th at the Media Club. Catch Veronica Falls with special guest Bleached. Doors are at 8 with the show starting at 9:30. Tickets are available in advance at the Northern Tickets box office, located at the Vogue Theater on Granville Street, or at Red Cat and Zulu Records. Flying in all the way from England, this indie pop band is on tour to support their self-titled debut release. For more information, search for Timber Productions Concerts on Facebook. Veronica Falls with guest Bleached is proudly sponsored by CITR.
We'll be right back.
So we're back here on 101.9 FM. So we were listening there to the Psychic Alliance with Francis Chirap. Cool, eh?
Very cool.
Yeah. Cool. So they're playing on the 16th of February with the whole band, and part of the band are going to be playing this Friday. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, really cool. And we're here with the Stolen Organ Family Band. Shout outs, people that you want to say hi.
Everybody.
Yeah, everyone.
Yeah, I know Arlene is listening there in Vernon with Gorth. They say that they have suspenders for that party.
Oh, yeah. Really? Ooh la la.
Yeah, too bad they live all the way in Vernon.
Maybe they can mail it.
We're looking for more costume ideas too, because we started. We dressed up at our Railway Club show, and now I don't think we can go back.
No, so. Connor. Yeah, he's like, can't go back.
Sometimes we pick like a color theme. Sometimes we need like a concept, like a cowboys and Indians we did at our gig.
Yeah. Okay.
Sultan, yeah.
So if anyone has any ideas, I mean, phone in.
Like
or,
anything you want to see, maybe we'll. Do it for you.
I thought a PJ set maybe might do.
Yeah, so what? Do you have any idea of what are you going to be dressed up on Friday?
No, we're asking for ideas, I guess.
Friday.
We might go straight suspenders.
The poster has
suspenders, and it's
suspenders on it. We think we might go for the standby.
Yeah. Oh, and then there's our little skates.
A space suspenders.
Space suspenders. No, that's a tongue twister.
I don't know. Oh, the poster is really good.
Oh, hey, props to Kelly.
Yeah, props to Kelly. Nice job on the poster.
Yeah, it's nice to have Devin around too. Devin makes posters. We can tag team, give each other ideas. It's quite nice.
So our telephone number here is 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. And before the Psychic Alliance, we heard Quit the City with Burn. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool song. And these guys play generally, well, you too play at the Displaced Hashery, open mic every Tuesday. So tonight there's open mic. A lot of cool musicians that go there. And
That's like a good setup there.
Different, like different versions of their song, like acoustic. So it's pretty fun. Yeah. They have $3 beers now.
Luring it in with your delicious prices, I see. Totally know we're broke musicians.
So that's every Tuesday, 3293 West 4th Avenue. That's corner on Blenheim in Kitsilano. Not a lot of live music in Kitsilano, so...
No, not a lot of pubs even in Kitsilano. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of pubs, but it's just
like
sport,
restaurant pubs.
Yeah, or sports bars.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I love sports bars.
Something that's trying to be a little too posh, you know?
Yeah.
I'd like that $12 entree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or, sorry, $20 entree. That's
more
like it.
No, we need to...
No, thanks.
We need to flood Kitsilano with live music, too.
Yeah.
Everybody needs it.
It gets even better in the summertime down there, too.
Yeah.
Around. You could walk to this place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So come tonight to this place, Hashery. And in the meantime, let's listen to another song, no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
More songs.
Some Whiskey Horse.
The Whiskey Horse? Yeah, this one is one of the favorites.
So, yeah. Good stuff.
There it is. We'll be right back.
Wasted, who know? Thought I'd keep to the sides, hide my head in the crowd. But your hair was too high, yeah, and my voice was too loud. My voice was too loud. Didn't expect to see me here, but I expected to see you. You're just downstairs to the left, right below the first floor. A pretty nice view. Whoa, oh, first I'm up and then I'm down. It's not the ups, it's all the downs that eat at me. And if I fake it one more, will I get too high? And your words don't make a sound. Would you stick by my side while I fall away? Listen to the ground. It's that silver. Deep into it to resist it, yeah, oh, how can I resist it now? Oh, you were too late before. Looks like you're too late again. The pupils that once too small now dilate past the rim. And even though I tried so hard to fight it, I really did to set myself up for the fall. Now I better stay in the basement. And whoa, oh, first I'm up and then I'm down. It's not the ups, it's all the downs that eat at me. And if I fake it one more, oh, first I'm up and then I'm down. It's not the lights, it's all the sounds that eat at me. And if I fake it one more day, yeah, when I get too high and your words don't make a sound, would you stick by my side while I fall?
Yeah, so that's Jody Deutsch. That's her new album, Little Love Songs, her EP. The song was Hollow Heart. And before her, we listened to Artie Nair from the EP Following Alice, the song Following Alice. Really cool, eh?
Yay!
Yeah, and so thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
Yay!
Looking forward for the show on Friday there at the British Ex-Servicemen Association with the Adulthood and Spiritus Mundi.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty exciting. What else? Well, tonight, the open mic, they're at this place, Hashery. And also on Thursday at the Biltmore, Jackalope. They just returned from a tour there in the western USA, so they're going to be performing with Left Spine Down and Stiff Valentine. That's this Thursday at the Biltmore. And what else? On the 16th, you have the other show with
February 16th at the Railway Club.
At the Railway.
Psychic Alliance
debut. Aww. Maybe roller skate debut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And what else? The Push Festival also is happening right now, so cool. Check it out. Cool place. I saw actually a nice show on Saturday there at the Performance Works, where that Butterbill is going to be, Vinyl Butterbill.
Yeah. Nice. Sounds cool.
Yeah, we got another show in March lined up, March 10th at mm-hmm. the Prop House Cafe.
With our friend Rowan and Fistful of Snacks.
Fistful of Snacks. Okay.
Snacks, Robin. And they played a show together that Devin and I saw, and it was
at the Cosmic
amazing.
Zoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So check that out.
Yeah. Book it in your calendar months in advance.
Yeah, and there's more shows to come. We've been playing shows every weekend. So
since
it's like
the beginning of the year.
Yeah, so it's cool. Been a good blast.
Yeah, I think we'll do another show at Lana Lou's again. We did one just this past weekend there. It was pretty packed and concentrated awesomeness.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's see what else we have here.